a BBC de Londres, dando início à sua primeira transmissão desta quinta-feira para o Brasil.
HCJB Quito, Ecuador, has been broadcasting to Europe on the 49 and 31 meter bands, 6,205 kHz and 955 kHz.
If you get used to listening to AM signals through a synchronous detector, you will find it quite painful if you have to go back to an envelope detector. The improvement in signal-to-noise ratio and reduction in chatter from adjacent stations is particularly helpful on weak or fading signals. We produce a complete boxed phase-locked synchronous detector, which accepts 455 kHz IF input to suit many receivers. The two audio line level outputs can be fed into a hi-fi stereo system, and the four front panel controls allow reception of double sideband, upper sideband, lower sideband, stereo spread or independent sideband, with lower sideband on the left and upper sideband on the right, quadrature, which nulls the modulation of the strongest station on the channel and improves the audibility of weaker co-channel signals, and finally, a low distortion envelope detector. Apart from all this, there is also an audio level controller, which counteracts the objectionable surging in loudness as the carrier goes through a selective fade and the automatic gain control in the receiver unnecessarily increases the gain. The unit costs £150, and a detailed four-page information sheet is available if you send along one 14 pence British stamp or one international reply coupon to Radio Facts, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU6, 7BG. We'll be right back.
Make a picture light, me the light. program. However, we have closed down before. At midnight on the 4th of April, 1988, this is what it sounded like. You have been listening to an engineering test transmission from Radio Sax, which is now closing down.
We have been on 6220 daytime, 1611 nighttime. We would like to thank you for listening and wish you good night.
Good night. That time we said we'd be back again later in the summer, and that's a promise we kept. This time, when we close down, we'll not be coming back until we have some sort of permit, lasting at least 2 years. Then we can get advertising organised and come back in a way that pays its costs, as well as allowing us the resources to operate as we would like to, going out to originate a lot of stories for ourselves.
Even so, we have originated quite a few things which have been completely exclusive to RadioFax. We went to the BBC press launch for the Radio Data System, RDS.
We also visited the Radio Nova satellite operation, the first ongoing one in Britain.
We had a report on microwave television distribution in the Republic of Ireland.
We visited the International Broadcasting Convention at Brighton.
We had an interview with Graham Simons of Sunshine Radio in Ludlow, which many people have commented said everything there was to say about the local radio situation in Britain.
We also brought you reports from the motor show at Birmingham.
We had news of the new Wireless Telegraphy Act from Dublin.
And also the unexpurgated version of the British government white paper Broadcasting in the 90s.
We had a review of the Saisho, Sangyan, Tatung or Matsui shortwave portable radio.
And a look at digital audio tape.
A report on Britain's first automated nighttime radio station at Loughborough Campus Radio.
We also tried to bring you the facts about the Broadcasting Act in the Republic of Ireland and the new Radio and Television Commission.
We had a report from the BBC radio show which we visited on press tickets at Earl's Court in London.
And a report on stereo sound recording for television drama in BBC Scotland.
Tell her try your best just to make it quick. Pull my chin to the thick. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. But there's no prescription for me.
She's the one, the only remedy. My nightmare. Oh, the pain is getting worse. I'm hurt, my love.
We have a listener in every parliamentary constituency in the United Kingdom, and two large box files full of letters. We must thank those of you who have let us know you are writing to your Member of Parliament or the Home Office.
And one late letter that gives us time to read out on our last programme is from Robert Foote, who comes from Gosport in Hampshire, who says, "Dear all at Radio Facts, just a few brief lines to thank you for the past 4 months of broadcasting. I've been listening to your transmissions since mid-August. I've been listening regularly several times a week, and I'm extremely sorry that you're having to close at the end of December because of the Irish Republic's impending new broadcasting legislation. This is particularly so because I can honestly say that there has always been something of interest to me on every single occasion I have listened. There is no other single source that I'm aware of anyway that brings together reports, articles, letters, features, news reviews, technical details, interviews, etc., etc., from such a very wide range of magazines, newspapers, technical publications, etc., or radio and television programs. There is no way I would ever have been able to get to read or even know of the very wide variety of articles and features you have broadcast. And, along with all your other listeners, I'm sure, I have enjoyed and appreciated every moment." He then goes on to say, "You're a unique radio station, one of a kind, and you will be very much missed. I hope very sincerely that somehow, at some time in the not-too-distant future, you'll be able to return to the air, hopefully on shortwave, to continue the excellent service you have started. In conclusion, may I once again thank you all for your time and effort over the past few months. It has been worthwhile and very much appreciated, and I look forward to hearing you again in the future. Mr. Foote, and finally, may I wish you all a very happy new year," and that's just what we'd like to wish you.
Radio Facts will finish shortly. Starting on the 1st of April this year, and then continuously 24 hours a day, from the 11th of August until the 12th of December. We were on the air for 4 months, bringing listeners the latest developments in electronics, communications, and broadcasting. Through that time, you have been sending us over 100 letters each week, telling us how much that kind of speech programming was appreciated. We also know that we had a fair number of very enthusiastic blind listeners. So we remain a legal operation and close down on December the 30th.
The letters you sent are what has made this project worthwhile. And thank you again to everyone who's taken the trouble to write. We got letters from people aged between 17 and 70. And anyone in the media world will know that something appealing to such an age range is most unusual.
One thing we have achieved might be the most listened to program per watt transmitted. And we mean listened to. Many shortwave stations are heard and logged. But your letters made it clear that people did listen to Radio Facts.
The use of shortwaves has fallen significantly over the last 30 years. And everyone seems agreed that with a view to the future, what Radio Facts did demonstrate is now useful and appropriate use of 9 kHz of spectrum. If you think Radio Facts or something like it should be offered a license, you could write to your Member of Parliament at the House of Commons, London SW1A OAA, and the ministers responsible are Douglas Hurd and Timothy Renton at the Home Office, Queen Anne's Gate, London SW1H9AT.
You are the people who know it is rubbish to say that no frequencies are available. There are a greater number of you using the HF spectrum for education and recreation than all other users put together. So your voice should carry some weight in decisions about what some fraction of it is useful.
To put the number of letters we have received in context, it was more each week than the BBC Radio 4 Any Answers programme has been receiving recently. That's a response any station would be proud of. We have had letters from people younger than 17. Down, I think, to 14, the youngest declared age. We've also received letters from university lecturers, vicars,
senior civil servants, journalists, a magistrate in the United Kingdom, and an attorney in Canada.
We've also received them from BBC people.
We've had letters from IBA people.
And several who work for broadcasting organisations or PTTs abroad.
We've also had a few letters where people said we couldn't say who they were, and phone calls. And we know that several of these people work for people like the DTI and other organisations, where they think it might not be too politic for their promotion prospects to have their name mentioned on the air. But all we can say is thank you so much for contacting us and telling us that you thought what we were doing was something that was worthwhile and should be legalised in England.
This is Radio Facts with the last programme.
wondering what clothes to wear. Puts on her makeup and brushes her long blonde hair. And then she asks me, do I look alright? And I say, you look wonderful.
Of thanks from everyone to those who have done most work here, Holly Robson and Maggie Stevenson. Now, Holly's not with us today, but she did record this. What's going to happen to you, Holly?
What are you going to do
all the time? You'll have suddenly.
I'm probably going to lie in, Trevor. I'm not going to worry about technical words at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And if you hear Holly's voice doing a voiceover on a television commercial, it'll be all because of Radio Facts, because she's been asked to produce a demonstration tape with herself speaking on it.
So if anybody out there can think of a decent job for a voiceover like me that does tend to laugh a lot, I must admit, then write to Radio Facts. You know the address. The Forge.
Somewhere in England.
Somewhere in England. But I'm sorry that I'm not going to be with you, in fact, in person on this last tape. And I would like to thank you all for the really interesting and... I've got off.
Well, what will you be doing with all your time, Holly?
Looking for a job, Trevor. But I would like to say thank you to all the people who have written to Radio Facts. It's been a delight to meet you, if not in person, through your mail that you've sent to us. And a happy new year to you all.
I don't know. You don't know what you've been saved by not meeting them in person.
Well, if they're all like Trevor, he's probably right.
Good grief, I'll edit that out. And so...
it's farewell from me.
One of the best-known voices on shortwave.
Someone did actually think I came for Radio 4 once, you might remember.
They did indeed.
Is that good?
She's just going to knock the story over. The last burst of Holly Robson's laughter there. And did you know that Holly used to live in Dublin once?
No.
This is Radio Facts, the final programme. Well, where have we been heard? Although primarily designed and engineered to serve the United Kingdom, from near Drogheda in Ireland, our 6205 has received reception reports from Holland, Belgium, France, Denmark, Switzerland, Austria, Luxembourg, Spain, Italy, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, East and West Germany, Canada, East and West Coast of the United States, and New Zealand. 1611 is directional to the east. It was a reasonable signal in the United Kingdom if you had a piece of wire laying on the ground or some other form of aerial which favoured high-angle reception and rejected low-angle signals. Weaker in most of Ireland to the west, but heard as far as Finland and Italy. No one's traced it transatlantic, though. Maybe a report still to come in through the middle of winter.
Shadow round through the night, and out of
4 months of broadcasting on this, our last program from Radio Fax, just a few segments of the sort of things that we did. We are defining what, in our view, should constitute the light regulation of the future, not nostalging for a defunct monopoly. Our position was formulated by a large group of program makers, including many working or planning to work in the newly emerging companies. No incorrect 1960s thought was to be had.
This move has been expected after the group's merger with Chalford Communications, which owned the LBC holding earlier this year.
I don't want to achieve immortality through my work. I want to achieve it through not dying. That was an advertisement placed by TVS Entertainment in a recent edition of the Guardian newspaper.
And it also appeared in the Times, the Independent, and several other national newspapers. And while we're looking at advertisements, there's an intriguing small advertisement in the media section of The Guardian. Experienced radio presenters sought for commercial offshore radio project, Harmony FM. Send demo and CV to 0JH. Well, we rang up The Guardian and we asked them what their rate for placing these adverts is, and they charge £33 per column centimetre, so that means that somebody has spent £99 on advertising for offshore radio presenters.
RTE has already shed 200 staff over the last 3 years after the Stokes Kennedy Crowley Consultants report, which had suggested a staff reduction of 320. The Communications Minister, Ray Burke, has already brought all stages of the new independent radio and television bill through both houses of the Irish Parliament. Within a matter of weeks, the Minister is expected to name members of the new...
Few cuts there from the regular speech programming which we were doing for 4 months until the 12th of December. So now, what are you going to do with all your time, Maggie?
You mean, is there life after Radio Fax?
I'm sure there must be a lot more life.
Well, I should be taking my own advice and writing regularly to my MP.
Ah, splendid. And I hope everybody else is going to do the same sort of thing.
This is Radio Fax, 6205 daytime, 1611 nighttime.
This is our final programme with Trevor Brooke
and Maggie Stevenson.
Tell you when it's too late.
In Ireland is playing the final countdown. At least we aren't doing that. All the stations, that is, that are closing down, and quite a few have announced that they will not be closing down. And if you listen to our programme all about the new Irish Wireless Telegraphy Act, you'll know that the penalties involved are for summary conviction in the local magistrate's court, a maximum fine of £1,000 Irish, equivalent to £870 English.
Yeah.